Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This morning we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, titled The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. We'll read 52 text and also the 53rd text. I'll read 52 myself and then we'll read 53 together as there's a purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam dim shrayatam papam yavad atmani darshanam punjayam ashavai sharir bahu manap purasaram. Translation. After thus considering the matter as far as his knowledge would allow, Vasudev submitted his proposal to the sinful Kamsa with great respect. I wanted to take a moment just to go back to the chapter summary before the first text and just read a little something here, just kind of summarizing what we have been hearing in this chapter. So after marrying Devaki, Vasudev was returning home with her on a chariot driven by Kamsa, her brother. When an ominous voice addressed Kamsa, warning him that Devaki's eighth son would kill him. Upon hearing this omen, Kamsa was immediately ready to kill Devaki, but Vasudev diplomatically began to instruct him. Vasudev stressed that it would not be good for Kamsa to kill his younger sister, especially at the time of her marriage. Anyone who possesses a material body must die, Vasudev advised him. Every living entity lives in a body for some time and then transmigrates to another body. But one is unfortunately misled into accepting the body as the soul. If a person under this mistaken conception wants to kill another body, he is condemned as hellish. Because Kamsa was not satisfied by Vasudev's instructions, Vasudev devised a plan. He offered to bring Kamsa all of Devaki's children so that Kamsa could kill them. Why then should Kamsa kill Devaki now? Kamsa was satisfied by this proposal. In due course of time, when Devaki gave birth to a child, Vasudev brought the newborn baby to Kamsa, who upon seeing Vasudev's magnanimity was struck with wonder. When Vasudev gave Kamsa the child, Kamsa showed some intelligence, said that since he was to be killed by the eighth child, why should he kill the first? Although Vasudev did not trust him, Kamsa requested Vasudev to take the child back. Later, however, after Narada approached Kamsa and disclosed to him that the demigods were appearing in the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties and conspiring to kill him, Kamsa decided to kill all the children born in these families and also decided that any child born from the womb of Devaki must be killed. So that was a little summary. Now I will read text number 52. We can repeat that together. 53. Pranasa, no. Vadanambojo. Prasanna Vadanambojo. Nisamsam. Nirapatrapam. Nisamsam Nirapatrapam. Manasa Duyamanena. Manasa Duyamanena. Vihasan Idam Abravit. Vihasan Idam Abravit. Prasanam Varanam Bojo. Nirisasam Nirapaptrapam. Manasaduyamanena. Vihasan Idam Abravit. Prasanna Varanma Nambojo. Nisramam Nirapatrapam. Manasaduyamanena. Vihasan Idam Abravit. Someone else, please. Vihasan Idam Abravit. Ladies. Sana Varatmana No. Prasanna Vadan Amboja. Vasudeva, who externally presented himself as if very happy. Nishram Sam. Unto the most cruel. Nirapatrapam. Shameless Kamsa. Manasa, with the mind. Duyamanena, which was full of anxiety and sorrow. Vihasan, smiling externally. Idamabravit, and spoke as follows. Translation, Vasudeva's mind was full of anxiety because his wife was facing danger. But in order to please the cruel, shameless, and sinful Kamsa, he externally smiled and spoke to him as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes one must act duplicitously in a dangerous position, as Vasudev did to save his wife. The material world is complicated, and to execute one's duties, one cannot avoid adopting such diplomacy. Vasudev did everything possible to save his wife for the sake of begetting Krishna. This indicates that one may act duplicitously for the purpose of saving Krishna and his interests. According to the arrangement already foretold, Krishna was to appear through Vasudev and Devaki to kill Kamsa. Vasudev, therefore, had to do everything to save the situation. Although all the events were prearranged by Krishna, a devotee must try his best to serve the purpose of Krishna. Krishna himself is all-powerful, but it is not that a devotee should therefore sit idly and leave everything to him. This instruction is also found in Bhagavad Gita. Although Krishna was doing everything for Arjuna, Arjuna never sat down idly as a non-violent gentleman. Rather, he tried his best to fight the battle and be victorious. Translation again. Vasudev's mind was full of anxiety because his wife was facing danger. But in order to please the cruel, shameless, and sinful Kamsa, he externally smiled and spoke to him as follows. Om Gyana Tsimidandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. The material world is complicated, and to execute one's duties, one cannot avoid adopting such diplomacy. This is a very important point that Srila Prabhupada is making here, that the world is complicated. As we've been hearing throughout the past weeks about from this chapter, Srila Prabhupada has been speaking about how this world is a dangerous place, how this world is full of anxiety, and also how at the time of death, the soul will transmigrate into another body. There's many, many important lessons to learn from this chapter. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajan ante kalevaram tam tam evaite konteya siddhata bhava bhavitaha. Bhagavad Gita, this is the 8th chapter, verse number 6. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. We have a big responsibility not only to society, not only to our spiritual master, not only to everyone who we're doing service with and pursuing Krishna consciousness with, but to ourselves. We've heard this many times, but we have a very important task. And in this life, it goes very fast and it doesn't last very long. And that is to become Krishna conscious. The human form of life is very, very, very valuable. We have to remember this. And in this world of so many complicated situations, Krishna consciousness is the means by which we can get out of this material world. Now, these are very simple points, and we've heard this many times before. But today, let's take time to remember this. We don't know if we have 7 days left to live. We don't know if we have 20 years left to live. We don't know if we have 1 hour left to live. So we need to treat every day, every hour, every minute, every second very, very, very important, very importantly. We need to take every moment seriously. Now, there are those who are 5 years old. There are those that are 15 years old. There are those that are in between. There are those that are in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And they have a lot of energy. And they externally appear to have a lot of time. But we need to, again, take every moment and think, how is it are we going to remember Krishna? Now, in this material world being very complicated, yes, there's no getting away from that, that this material world is a very complicated place. And our minds, we seem to complicate it. It's a very dangerous place. And as we've heard many times, there's miseries from the body and the mind, there's miseries from other living entities, and there's miseries from the natural disasters. But Krishna consciousness is so strong. And if we take shelter of Krishna, we can get through this material life with minimal trouble. Now, that's not to say that there's not going to be trouble in maintaining ourselves, in spreading Krishna consciousness, in association. But Krishna consciousness, and we've heard this so many times, is the solution to all of our trouble. Now, what does that mean to take shelter of Krishna? We know there's the 9 processes of devotional service. But I noticed this morning, as every morning, and take a moment to read them. Bhrigupati Prabhu, he posts, or he puts on this little screen here, really nice meditational verses. So I was going to go over to you this morning and say, Prabhu, can we have a new verse? And when I went over to, I said, let me look first. And when I went over, there's a new verse. And it speaks about taking shelter of Krishna through devotional service. So tying that in with this verse that we're reading today, I found something very interesting. This is Srila Prabhupada giving a lecture on February the 5th, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii. And he was speaking on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 9. And Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing how we should not be idle. We've all heard, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. So Krishna says that you, and this is quoted here, you must be engaged in some work. You cannot sit idle. That is not good. Idle brain is devil's workshop. Krishna never said that, my dear Arjuna, you are my first class devotee. Now you sit and I'll do everything for you. Yes, Krishna's the doer. Not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's sanction. I'm just repeating that. That's not what it says here. No, Krishna never said. Rather, Arjuna was not willing to fight. And Krishna was inducing him. You must fight. You must fight. So these are instructions that Krishna is giving to us. Not that we fight or we fight with each other, but we fight Maya. You become idle Krishna Bhakta. Never said. So those who are trying to be idle Krishna Bhaktas, they are not devotees. One must be engaged in Krishna's work. That is devotion. And then as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 14, and Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse here in his lecture, Satatam kirtayam tomam yatas yas chadrita vrata namas chantas chamam bhakcha nitya yukta upashite. Always, satatam, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, dhrita vrata, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So, great determination. This is very important. That we have great determination in what we do to serve Krishna, to serve Srila Prabhupada. Take the examples of Arjuna on the battlefield. Take the examples of the examples that Srila Prabhupada set. He was determined, tenacious is the word, tenacious. We have to be determined and we have to fight. We don't have a lot of time and we want our consciousness to be Krishna conscious. So I'll continue reading from this lecture. It's not that long. Then Srila Prabhupada quoted the verse, Mahatmanastu mam parta daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajat ant anaya manaso gyatvam bhutadim avyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. So to that extent that we are engaged in devotional service and thinking about Krishna, then we are under the protection of the divine nature. And we can pray to Balaram for strength. We can pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for protection. So Srila Prabhupada says, Bhajanti means he's always engaged in my service. This is Mahatma. Laziness is not bhakti. So it's not advised that we're going to sit and chant Hare Krishna and just try to think about Krishna all day long and just sit and meditate like this. First of all, this is not advised for this age of Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada said, this society is no place for lazies. So it's very important that we are always active in devotional service and not even being idle, not even for a moment. Now sometimes, and I know this from speaking with devotees and them speaking with me, I know that sometimes we feel a little overwhelmed, like we have so much to do, so much on our plate. Yes, we do have so much to do. I was even thinking last week, I have so much to do sometimes. At least I think I have so much to do sometimes. And you know, I thought, okay, where can I cut corners and where can I take some things off of my plate, metaphorically? And then I thought, that's not the proper attitude. We must become more pure. And I read this, that we must become more pure so we can take on more to spread Krishna consciousness. So in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada is teaching us how to develop more skills, to have more abilities. So it's not that we want to try to minimize what we're doing and go into retirement, as we see so often, and is the case, isn't it? When one is getting older, they want to retire. And then they want to do less. On the contrary, in Krishna consciousness, the older we get, the more pure we get, the more we do. And again, use Srila Prabhupada as the perfect example. He could have very easily stayed in Vrindavan, but he chose not to do that. He chose to take the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. What did his Guru say? That he should go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness. Now, there's so many places to preach in this world. But Srila Prabhupada came here first. He came to New York. And then he came west, and he came to San Francisco. And he spread Krishna consciousness. Now, he could have very easily just sat and chanted Hare Krishna. But he didn't. And his example is the example that we should take. As we say every morning, as we sing in the Guru Puja, whatever exemplary act the whole world pursues. I mean, this is a verse, but I lost my train of thought here. What is that line in Guru Puja? Excuse me? Okay, I'll give a hint. It has to do with... I'll just move on. That's okay. Sorry about that. No, that's... I was just thinking of he's the perfect example. I'll just read on. I got distracted. I distracted myself. So, Bhajanti means... He's always engaged in my service. That is Mahatma. Laziness is not bhakti. There must be something. But if somebody says, now I'll chant, sitting down, who is going to see me? I'll doze and people will know I am chanting. You see? This kind of chanting will not do. All those who are interested in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have given time. 16 rounds. But you are not Haridas Thakur, that you'll be able to chant whole day and night. If without working, if you chant, that is the highest state. That you cannot do. Then you sleep, that's all. So not that. The minimum quantity, 16 rounds chant, and that will take not more than 2 hours, and other 22 hours, you will be always busy in Krishna activities. Again, that's Srila Prabhupada's lecture on Bhagavad Gita 16.9, February 5th, 1975 in Honolulu. So Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us. Not only encouraging us, he encourages us, but he's instructing us. He's telling us, armed with knowledge, fight. So it's important... that if we want to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we do it through service. We do it through the different processes of devotional service. And then, just like the leaf, what is it, the lotus leaf? And the water on the lotus leaf. The water is on the leaf, but it's not part of the leaf. It's not being absorbed into the leaf. Or this world will become like or the different anxieties will become like the on an elephant. You have a flower on the elephant. So despite the fact that there's so much anxiety in the world, and it's so complicated, and we know that because we've all spoken to our friends, we've all had conversations, and we know that everyone here, everyone in this material world is experiencing some type of anxiety at some time. And sometimes it gets very intense. Sometimes the mind screams, I don't want to get up, I'm too tired. I've been going to the morning program regularly, week after week, month after month. I think I can afford to sleep in for a few days. Prabhus, we cannot become complacent. We have to guard against this complacency, being complacent, and resting on our laurels. I've done so much service, I've done so much chanting, so if I just become a little lax, just to lighten up my plate a little bit, then that's okay. But that's not what Srila Prabhupada instructed us. We need to go forward and fight. And keep fighting. And keep helping each other. And keep associating with the devotees. Because by associating with devotees, what do we develop? Who can say? Faith. And that faith is very, very important. By associating with devotees, Srila Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, verse number 3, that faith comes from association of devotees. So let's be very careful about how we associate with the devotees, and let's assist one another in pushing each other forward in Krishna consciousness. Using the example of the 6 Goswamis, you can read the Sri Sri Goswami Astakam. Read that. Take a moment to read. You'll see the different qualities of the 6 Goswamis. And one quality that comes to mind, they weren't envious. So let's help each other. Let's push each other. Let's push each other to be first in line. We'll push each other forward. Or if need be, pull each other forward. So that faith will develop. And all together we can go back to Godhead. So I wanted to stop here for a moment and see if there's any comments or questions. I wanted to thank everyone for sitting and listening to class here and also in the computer world. Thank you very much for listening. Anyone have any questions or comments? Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Can I, after? You can ask me the question? Okay, very good. Thank you.
Different yugas, there's different means for self-realization.